You're listening to Woman at Work Radio, part of the business content for businesswomen at womenentrepreneur.com. I'm your host, Aliza Sherman, and we'll be talking to entrepreneurs, experts, and authors about the issues that businesswomen face every day. This is the first show of the Woman at Work podcast, and it also happens to be New Year's Eve. So I thought I would do what everybody else has been doing and talk about New Year's resolutions. However, I'm going to focus on New Year's business resolutions because this is a business show. My editor, Eve Gumpel, came to all of the writers and asked, "What are your New Year's resolutions?" It was for an upcoming story on womanentrepreneur.com. And I sent her back this email: be true to myself, travel, and take time to focus on my family. And Eve came back and said, "Well, it sounds like you've got your priorities screwed on straight. Can you elaborate a bit on be true to myself?" So that got me thinking a little bit more. And here's what I responded: pursue my writing and podcasting and other creative endeavors more, acknowledging that I'm part career woman, part wife, part mother, and that it's a delicate juggle every day. Now, I share this today because it is New Year's Eve, and we do tend to look at our lives as one year comes to a close and the next year opens. This is something we actually should be doing every day. When I was at Blogher, the most recent Blogher, I was asked by Pepsi to participate in a roundtable discussion with other career women and business women. And I was struck by a question that was posed to all of us. And as we went around the circle, each woman responded in the same way. The question was something about your priority. What is your biggest priority? And every woman said, "My family, my family, my children, my family." And then they got to me and I said, "My work." And I also elaborated and said, I don't think women should apologize if they feel that their work and their career is a very high priority. And I didn't mean to imply that I don't care about my family and I don't care about my children. I meant to share the fact that unless I do well in my work and produce quality work and accomplish things on my professional side, I am not a very good wife or mother because I'm very unsatisfied with my life as a whole person. I think when I said that, I opened the door and gave permission for some of the other women to say how important their work is. But why do we have to apologize for being focused on our careers? Men don't apologize for being focused on their careers. But I also think times are changing. There are so many successful businessmen now who do focus on their family first and realize that their life has less intrinsic value as a whole if the people they loved are being ignored because they're so focused on their business bottom line. And I think that sentiment will continue to grow as more and more young people today are taking more responsibility, becoming business leaders, and realizing that they want to create companies that create the kinds of lives that they dream of having. Now, we can use the word balance, and I don't like the word balance because I don't think we ever achieve that true harmony and equilibrium because there are so many things pulling us in so many different directions. But to at least create an environment where we can acknowledge that we are whole people, that we are career people, business people, but we're also family people and we have people we love that we want to be with. That shouldn't be ignored in the workplace and work shouldn't be ignored in home. It is who we are. It's who I am. So I really think that focusing on me for the new year, but also articulating that I'm going to focus on my family as well, is just a great way to approach it. It gives me both sides and both perspectives. It doesn't put one in front of the other, but it acknowledges that I'm multifaceted. I have all of these parts to me. I think that we as women need to not apologize for who we are and what makes us happy. As soon as we can acknowledge that, yes, our business or our career, our work actually does make us happy, then I think we're going to be better for it. Now, of course, if your work doesn't make you happy, I suggest you spend this year figuring out what does and working toward getting that. That's it for Women at Work today on the 31st of December, 2009. Most of the shows will not just be me talking about my own thoughts, but will be me sharing some ideas and thoughts and conversation with authors and experts and other female entrepreneurs. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Woman at Work Radio on womanentrepreneur.com. Music by royaltyfreemusic.com. Podcast hosting by Podbean. To be a guest on this show, contact mediaegg@gmail.com. Until next time, keep up the good work.